Well, you can loosen that safety belt now, Mr. Honey. Here, let me help you.
Oh, thank you, stewardess.
We'll serve dinner in about half an hour, but if you'd care for coffee or a sandwich...
Well, I brought some sandwiches. My daughter made them. Her name's Elspeth.
Well, they're probably much better than ours. You're sure you didn't bring your own coffee?
No, just sandwiches. Miss, that woman over there... Isn't that the film actress? Isn't that Monica Teasdale over there?
Why, yes, she's crossed with us often. Would you like me to take over your autograph book?
Oh, no. I don't even have one. No, I wouldn't want to trouble her.
I'll be back with your coffee in just a moment.
The coffee was very good, miss. Thank you.
I've just been talking with the pilot, Captain Samuelson. I want to apologize, Mr. Honey.
Apologize?
Well, I had no idea you were an expert on aviation, and here I've been talking to you as if you'd never flown before.
Oh, well, I haven't. What I know about airplanes is more when they're in pieces.
Well, Captain Samuelson said he'd like to show you the plane. They don't do that for everyone. These new reindeers are beautifully equipped.
Reindeer? Is this a reindeer we're in?
That's right. A nice, new, shiny one.
Yes, I think I'd like to see it very much.
Well, now that you've met the crew, Mr. Honey, let me tell you about our engines.
Well, I don't suppose many things go wrong with them these days, do they, Captain?
Almost never. We don't even use reconditions anymore. We get brand new ones every 600 hours. These happen to be our third set. Oh, about the cylinder.
Did you say the third set of engines?
Yes, that's right, sir.
I thought the reindeers were new on this Canadian run.
Oh, they are, but this particular aircraft was one of the first off the line. We were loaned out for a while on the South American run.
Well, for how long?
Oh, Dobson, how many hours has this plane flown?
According to the logs, 1,422 up to takeoff today.
1,422?
Yes, sir.
Captain, I must speak to you alone. Now, at once.
You seem
Captain,
disturbed, Mr.
I am disturbed considerably. Now, where can we go?
Well, there's the baggage locker off, but why can't we...
Captain, please hurry.
I don't understand this at all, Mr. Honey. It's not that I doubt your calculations, but
I tell you that if this airplane has flown more than 1,400 hours, the tail assembly may fail at any moment. That's the reason I was on my way to Labrador right now to investigate.
Investigate?
That crash 2 months ago, that reindeer crashed at 1,407 hours, within a few hours of my calculations. Less time than this plane has flown.
And you know for certain that the tail assembly failed?
The tail assembly wasn't found with the wreckage.
Oh, I see.
Every minute we spend talking about it...
The truth of the matter is that all of this is just your opinion. Well, if you have any suggestions,
Yes. You can cut the inboard engines to break up the vibration frequency and then turn back. Turn back... And if you don't turn back, this airplane's going to crash into the sea. And we're all going to be killed.
I see. Well, I'll radio a full report of all you've told me. If London tells me to turn back, I will. Meanwhile, I'll cut the inboard motors as you suggest. It'll make us late at Gander, but I'll take that responsibility.
Gander, that's in Newfoundland.
Yes, sir, I'm quite aware of that.
But you told me you would radio London.
I will. But there won't be anyone at the airport at this time of night to make a decision like that. My instructions will be to maintain the course.
Very well, Captain. Let's wish ourselves luck.